We are joined right now by an NHL Network host. He is a friend of the program as well. He is a clone. He will tell you that. He is the former UCLA basketball manager. Tony Loughman and Kevin Weeks will be on site to cover tomorrow's Stadium Series game between the Penguins and the Flyers at Lincoln Financial Field beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tony will also be part of the NHL Network's day-long coverage of the trade deadline, which is Monday, and their coverage begins at 8 a.m. Eastern. Tony, what's going on? How are you?
I am so happy to be with you, Rome, and I want to thank you because you prepared me for what childbirth and labor was going to be like. I have a lot of friends, and not many of them were as direct, honest, and helpful as you were. Thank you so much.
All right, so that's where I was going to start, Tony. For those who do not know, you and Kevin Weeks are going to be in Philadelphia for that Stadium Series, but I want to talk about what you just mentioned. You are, in fact, a proud new father. Before we get into the day of his arrival, how is life with Lincoln George Loughman?
It sounds so good when you say it. I've always loved your voice. But saying his name, that was really a special moment for a proud papa. I am ecstatic. I'm the most happy I've ever been, also the most tired. You know, you've been down this road, but it is the coolest thing ever. I am so proud. I fell in love with my wife all over again. She's been unbelievable throughout the whole thing. Labor, pregnancy, delivery, everything. Amazing.
No, that's a tough, tough gig. Tony Loughman joining us. That is a really tough gig. So let me ask you this. Is it true that when you were at work, or you were at work when you got the news about Lincoln and that he was about to arrive? I ask because I've seen security camera footage of somebody running out of a building, and it looks like you. But candidly, I always thought that maybe you were a little bit smoother, a little more graceful in running. I'm not sure if New York is showing the footage right now, but the video I've seen does not exactly look like Carl Lewis in his prime. Is that you running out that building?
Rome, you are amazing, and yes. I hope that I looked more athletic, too. I've seen that security camera footage, and I've got to say, I hoped I would look like Carl Lewis or Usain Bolt or anyone athletic, but I go running out that door looking like Ed Grimley. It is so humbling, but I totally understand why I was that excited or lacking that much composure. I'm just glad my wife was poised, and she was as calm as she was. When I got home to pick her up, I actually left the keys to our house in the door of our house. I can't believe how absent-minded I was, but it was such an exciting time. Thankfully, the house was still here and all of our stuff in the car when we were done at the hospital. I'm so grateful.
Tony Loughman joining us. All right, so one more thought about that. What's been the biggest surprise of fatherhood so far, or is it going pretty much the way you expected?
Oh, the biggest surprise is that I'm not more effective at soothing our son. Thankfully, we have the Lincoln Whisperer, my wife, who's incredible. I just do the checklist, Rome. When he's crying, I think, okay, fresh diaper. Okay, that's not working. I'm going to try and rock him a little bit, tell him a story about the history of UCLA basketball or USA hockey. None of it works. And then I hand him off to my wife, and she immediately soothes him. The pacifier falls out, and I immediately find her. I'm so glad my wife's so good at it. I'm hoping I improve.
We'll just call your guy Jim Herrick, and he can just be on the phone like, baby Lincoln, it's Uncle Jim. It's Grandpa Jim. And he could just soothe him with that whole thing, right? Let me tell you about your daddy. Your daddy overachieved. Just look at your mom and you'll know that. Now, Lincoln,
that's
it ain't all that bad.
He
it ain't that bad.
That.
Let me tell you about Tyus, Lincoln. Tyus and Eddie.
Rome, you're on fire.
Tyus and Eddie, Lincoln. We're joined by Tony Loughman. I'm so happy for you guys, Tony. I mean, look, you are genuinely extremely passionate about almost everything in life. I knew this would be the greatest thing that ever happened to you, and it's going to be, and I can hear it in your voice. Let's talk a little hockey right now. I had Tampa Bay Lightning head coach John Cooper on the show, and that's a conversation, Tony, I'd been looking forward to having for quite some time. It lived up to the hype. What do you think of the job that he's done during his time in Tampa Bay?
It's unbelievable. The guy is a lawyer, and my dad is a lawyer, and he coached our little league team to a 1-19 record because most lawyers are not as gifted at connecting with people, motivating, strategizing. I mean, we're talking about coaching sports, and in this case, coaching the best hockey players in the world. This team, since Cooper's been there, unbelievable. 3 Eastern Conference Finals in the last 4 years. This year, they're on a truly historic pace, and they're being led by Nikita Kucherov. The guy went 58th in the draft, somewhere Stevie Y, you should take about Steve Yzerman. He's their best player. He already has 100 points. He is so impressive. I was watching him last night with Scott Stevens. Scotty, one of the all-time great defensemen, said his hands are so soft. It's like he's playing lacrosse out there. I'm blown away by not just the depth of talent, but to John Cooper's credit, almost like Noah with Noah's Ark, where he had two of everything. He's got everybody happy. With the possible exception of the backup goalie, Louis Domingue, they're insulated from injury, and he's got everybody on the same page, which is not easy to do.
Not only that, but they are absolutely lapping the entire league right now. They're 17 points clear of everybody else for the best record in the NHL. So if you're them, if you're John Cooper, how do you approach the rest of the regular season?
He is such a good motivator, and he is such a keen mind when it comes to strategizing. I have no doubt that he's going to be able to keep them focused and keep them on this trajectory, because it really doesn't mean a thing. He was there in 2015 when they were turned back by the Hawks, and he knows just how devastating that loss was. He's won at every level, and he's a really interesting guy. You've talked with him, so you know. When you talk with certain leaders in sports, whatever the sport, you come away either really impressed or less than impressed. With him, he even exceeded my expectations, because as smart as he is, he's really able to connect. I think that's his greatest strength. He will communicate whatever they need. They don't peak too early. I think that's one thing that I've heard other people wonder. Will they peak too early? Are they playing their best hockey before they should be come April, May, and June? That's not a concern for me at all because of Cooper and how well he's able to connect with his guys.
Tony Loughman joining me for a few more moments. All right, I mentioned you'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow night for the Penguins and the Flyers in the Stadium Series. What kind of an atmosphere are you expecting for that game?
Unbelievably raucous. I was on a radio interview in Philly this morning, and the hosts were talking about how they're looking forward to 40,000 strong booing Sidney Crosby. This rivalry, they're always compelling matchups. The league does a great job of setting up these outdoor games. The idea that you're going to put the Flyers and the Pens, and especially with the recent history, the last time they played with Evgeny Malkin swinging a stick, fortunately, we root for the health of all the players. Michael Roffel was okay. You don't need to add any fuel to this fire, and that is a lot of fuel to this fire. Plus, both teams are really playing hard because they both want to make the playoffs, and they both have lofty ambitions when it comes to the spring. I'm fascinated to see how this game works out because there's going to be no shortage of emotion in the stands and on the ice.
And then finally, you're going to be a part of NHL Network's deadline coverage on Monday. The moves have already started earlier today. Ottawa and Columbus agreed on a deal that's going to send Matt Duchene to the Blue Jackets. What is your reaction to that trade and the fact that he is reportedly going to face his old team immediately?
It's going to be fascinating. Ever since Ubergate, where he was one of the central figures, Matt Duchene is a great kid. I've interviewed him, and I was really impressed with him. And when Canada sends a team to the Olympics, they pick who they want. They picked him in 2014 because he is a special talent. My concern is, if you're the Columbus Blue Jackets, you just got another UFA. We all know about Sergei Bobrovsky and Artemi Panarin. How is all that going to work? And yes, it's prospects. I see that he certainly recognizes, talking about Matt Duchene, the opportunity there. It's a team that's going to go to the playoffs. Ottawa was clearly not going to go to the playoffs for Duchene. It's a great chance to be a part of a club that seriously wants to advance in the playoffs. They haven't done that yet. They need help down the middle. Other than Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's gotten to the 20-goal plateau, their other centermen have not been able to score and perform the way that John Tortorella needs them to. Because when you look at the East, Jim, it's rough. You've got to be strong in the center position, and at center ice, Matt Duchene is going to be an immediate help for them. I'm curious to see if he does sign an extension and if they do end up sending an additional conditional first for him.
Tony, you know what you should do? You should go to Torts and say, hey, Torts, talk about whether this makes Columbus a playoff team. You should try that and see how that goes.
He is so intense. We worked together for a few weeks before he left to take this job. I was so intimidated by him, and I found out that in the TV realm, he's really a smart, funny, interesting guy, and he was laid back. We were all kind of nervous. Was he going to snap at us? But boy, to your point, when he's in the coaching realm, it's a totally different John Tortorella, totally different.
Wait, so what do you think, bottom line? Do you think that move, does that make them a playoff team?
I believe they'll go to the playoffs, and I actually believe they have a chance to advance in the playoffs. Everybody forget that last year they were up on the Washington Capitals in the first round 2-0,
sure,
and the game was in double overtime. Caps go on to win the cup, and you and I have talked about it before. We live in a different world if Lars Eller doesn't score that goal. They were close, And Sergei Bobrovsky is an elite goalie. He's the only current goalie with two Vezinas, and that's not an accident. I think he could have a magical spring, especially considering he's going to be a UFA and he's set to get paid big time.
Tony Loughman, NHL Network host. Tony and Kevin Weeks are going to be on site to cover tomorrow's Stadium Series game between the Penguins and the Flyers. Again, that's at Lincoln Financial Field, getting underway at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Tony will also be a part of NHL Network's day-long coverage of the trade deadline Monday, getting underway at 8 a.m. Eastern. My man, sincerely, congratulations. I will be eager to meet Lincoln George Loughman at the earliest opportunity.
Same here. It'd be great to see you in person. Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks so much for your guidance, because I needed it, man. You saw I had no poise, no composure.
You got it, brother. Listen, Tony, have a great weekend. Have fun with that, and I'll run you down soon. Tony Loughman joining us. He is now a proud, proud papa. All right, still ahead. And my thanks to Tony Loughman, and the trade deadline's coming up on Monday, and he and they will be all over that. NHL Network, once again, the trade deadline coverage beginning Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern.